Chair, you're on the air, and Caitlin will be your clerk today.
Okay. Hi, Caitlin, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Is this your first committee meeting, Caitlin, where you've been the clerk?
Yes, it is. And be sure to tell me if I'm doing anything wrong.
You're going to do great. You stop that. You're going to do just great. And we're excited to have you as our clerk for commerce. So we're going to call the meeting to order. The time is 2:49. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi. Second Speaker Rivard.
I'm here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
And Chair Goodfox.
Present.
Okay. We have
Thank
a quorum.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is prayer. If everyone would bow their heads in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you today and we ask a special prayer for all of our families, friends, loved ones during the pandemic. We just ask that you provide them with good health. We pray for all of the Osage people, wherever they may be. We pray for our nation employees. We are thankful for all the blessings that you provide us, and we ask that you forgive us for our sins, Lord. All these things we pray in your name. Amen. With the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yes. Next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. If the committee will take a couple of minutes to approve the minutes from January 20th.
Chair, this is Stabler. I move to approve the minutes of January 20.
Sir, second. Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Thank you. Next item on our agenda is consideration of ONCA 2133. An act to authorize and appropriate $400,000 to the capital asset fund for improvement to the Skyway North hangar and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. Congresswoman Shaw, you have the floor to tell us about your bill.
Chair Goodfox, thank you so much for the time. I am very happy to be able to present this legislation to the committee. ONCA 2133 is a part of a larger project. As you heard Chief Standing Bear state in his executive message, we have been very fortunate to receive a grant from the EDA in the amount of approximately $2.1 million. This request for $400,000 will finish the project. The original request for the grant was, I think, about $2.6 million. So the $400,000 will take care of HVAC, painting, floor, some of the things in the hangar that were not included. So we will be in a position after completing the remodel and the upgrades that are allowed by the $2.1 million grant to be able to move forward with this property with a state-of-the-art facility and allow us to market this, lease this out to firms. We're looking at different events as far as drone public safety, lease it lease up the improved office space, drone training, conferences. There are many different options once we have the project completed. Now, I also want you to remember that economic development is very high as one of the priorities in the strategic plan. And I think that as congresspeople for the Osage Nation, it's important that we support these endeavors, especially considering the fact that our executive team did the work to obtain the $2.1 million grant. Again, this grant or this $400,000 request will simply finish out that project so that GUI can move forward with marketing and leasing out the space that we have that we've had for a very long time. I think the hangar in the office space was built in 1940, so there are improvements that have to be made in order for us to be able to do so. And I certainly urge you to ask any questions that you might have. I know that we have some folks on the line here that may be able to answer the questions that I cannot. I'm not an aerospace expert, but I am very much in support of any efforts to move forward with economic development on this property. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Is the assistant chief on the line?
Yes, Chair Goodfox, I know I'm not the assistant chief, but he's sitting right next to me and he's going to use my phone. But I wanted Caitlin to know that the assistant chief is here.
Okay.
For her. So.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Are there any specific questions that anybody wants to ask, or shall I just give an overview of why we're doing this?
Well, why don't you provide an overview to the committee and those listening, and then we'll open the floor up to the committee and members of Congress on the line with any questions that they might have.
That sounds good. Mark Kirk is supposed to be on. Also, he might have some technical support to offer that I cannot. For about the past 4 years, we've been working on this project, and we've had some funding off and on at different times. The property in question is the north end of what we all consider central services. And central services, as everybody knows, is where the casino headquarters is. There is an 11,000 square foot hangar and a little bit more space than that in office space that is part of that old school, the aeronautics school that was there before. The problem is that old is still the operative term. It looks exactly like one would expect a 1980s school building to look if it hadn't been painted, if it hadn't been refloored and the lights hadn't been replaced. And that's pretty much how the thing looks. We have plenty of documentation and open agreements in writing with the casino to operate and be responsible for that end of the building specifically. That's been mapped out for at least a year. And we finally had an opportunity to apply for a grant that would transform that end of central services into a place that would probably have more than a couple of functions. One of the great selling points that we have to offer for this place is not how it looks. What we do have to offer that does matter is its location. There are very few, if any, as a matter of fact, we don't know of another place that could be could serve as a place for people to office, for drones and drone prototypes to be tested, including our runway and a fair amount of acreage in the north and west portions of our holdings around the casino. We are at the tail end of the master plan and have been working with the casino on which portions of that property Skyway can use and which are going to be used for other purposes. We've been in close contact with them for over a year on this. Unfortunately for us, the COVID pandemic really put a kink in the finalization of those plans. But what we're doing here in this one action is very consistent, completely consistent with the conversations that we've had with the casino. The reason it's a good location is because of the casino. There are very, very few places in the United States where you can have a short one runway dedicated to drones, a few hundred acres to fly if you need to fly off the immediate site, a hangar and a large meeting space and office space directly adjacent to a hotel that is only 10 minutes from Tulsa International Airport. Those are huge advantages. I promise you, the Choctaw Nation wishes they had this location, and I wish we had their resources that they've devoted to the investment in this technology. As Chief mentioned this morning, we have the support of Mr. Kaiser, whose Tulsa Innovation Labs has identified that place as a strategic asset in the development of Tulsa's technology future and is one of the five areas that Tulsa Innovation Labs, after deep dive research, determined were the future of Tulsa. Drone technology also is an integral part of two other of the tech futures that they outlined for Tulsa. The grant that we applied for was $2.6 million. The amount awarded, as Congresswoman Shaw indicated, was $2.13. That's a difference of $470 for us to get fully functional with this project. As some of you know, the actual final award, we expect probably in about a week to 2 weeks. We received the initial notice of obligated funds. They have our name on them. They've been struck off the list. We had to send in a little bit of additional paperwork, which is perfectly normal. And we are awaiting the final letter. So that's it in a nutshell. I'm happy to answer any additional questions.
Thank you, Assistant Chief. Any member of the committee? Any member of Congress that's on the line? Does our budget analyst have anything to share with us?
Madam Chair, I do want to make the committee aware that this appropriation, that this legislation would appropriate $400,000 of our projected fiscal year 21 revenue. But the amount remaining available for appropriation is only $293,061. So this bill would exceed that amount by $106,939.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I think there are, you know, over an executive branch, we're aware of some developments that are occurring that have a direct bearing on the projected revenue. We'll leave those off the table for now, but we expect that when everyone is aware of that, that it may significantly change the outlook just described by your budget analyst. But with that in mind, what I think would serve this purpose really well, if at all possible, is for members of this committee and any other member of Congress that wishes to attend to take a tour of this facility and really get a sense of what we are, what we're talking about in terms of the project, its size, its scope, the condition of the building, and what it has to offer in terms of location.
Thank you, Assistant Chief. Well, the committee, do you all want to take a field trip and go tour? If so, if that's the desire of the committee, then we could probably have the sponsor and Assistant Chief work with the casino management on a day that works for them, for us to come and tour. If that's the will of the committee, I would be in favor of that. I just need to hear from the committee members.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I do think that would be a very good idea, and I appreciate the suggestion offer from the Assistant Chief. I would highly suggest that we do take him up on his offer.
This is Stabler.
Chair, I would be willing. Go ahead.
Congresswoman go Stabler.
Ahead. Just going to say, yes, I would be willing.
Second speaker.
Thank you. Yes, I would be in favor of touring the facility.
Okay. Congresswoman Shaw, will you coordinate with the casino and Assistant Principal Chief and maybe throw out a couple of available dates and times that we might be able to do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Chair, this is Rebar.
Yes, second speaker.
Thank you. I would like to propose an amendment to ONCA 21-33. I'd like to amend as follows: on page 1, line 16, strike capital asset fund and insert property improvement fund. And on line 24, strike capital asset fund and insert property improvement fund.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Congressman Keene has a second. Does our clerk have that motion all out?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I do.
You do. All right. There's a motion on the floor with the second. Is there any discussion?
Yes. Hi, this is Assistant Chief. We have absolutely no issue at all with that amendment.
Okay, thank you. Motion on the floor with a second. No further discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Yes. No opposed. Motion carries.
Chair Goodfox.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to postpone ONCA 21-33 to the call of the chair.
Second, Brandy.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. There's a motion on the floor with the second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 ONCA 21-33 has been postponed to the call of the chair. And Congresswoman Shaw, just let us know as this bill, as we receive further information and when you might want that placed on a future agenda, if you just kind of keep me posted.
Chair, I will do so. Thank you. And thank you, committee.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is adjournment.
So moved. Brandy.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay. Thank you. We're adjourned. Thank you, committee.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, guys.